Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special Black Friday episode of the Daily Zeitgeist, TDZ's Favorite Things. I'm Jack O'Brien.
Yep, you are. Oh, cool. I'm Miles Gray.
Hey, what's up, man? And we are also joined by
Anna Hosnier.
Whoa, it's her. So, guys.
It her.
This episode, we're doing something a little different. We are going to talk about some of our favorite things on this most consumerist of all days, the Black Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then like you got stuff that's really special to us.
Got your Cyber Monday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just it's a feeding frenzy out there, folks. I don't have to tell you. You've seen the local news reports about people just beating the shit out of each other to get to those flat screen sales.
So classic, guys, America.
My things are very daddish, old man things. Miles's are also very on brand.
Very daddish for me too.
No, yours are super on brand. And Anna's are
everything is miniature.
Everything is miniature.
Just joking.
Well, why don't you talk about your first super producer, Anna Hosnia?
Speaking of miniature, my first favorite thing, if you will, is the world's smallest vacuum. It's a hand vac that's really tiny. It's about the size of your hand, but it's perfect for picking up those little crumbs when you don't want to pull out that that giant hand vac you have.
Yeah, wait. what makes this better than a regular sized hand vac, which is also a smaller vacuum?
Because I use it to vacuum the crumbs off my laptop.
Right, but why can't I just use my regular sized hand vac for that?
Because then you have to go get a giant hand vac. I know I keep
presumption that other hand vacs are giant.
Well, once you use this tiny one that's very convenient and you can take it everywhere with you and clean up after yourself, you'll realize all these hand vacs are actually monstrosities.
Uh-huh. It does look like one of the hand vac, like a hand vac that's been put in a shrink machine.
Yeah, like you microwave it, turn it into a keychain.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm curious, Anna, what is your
day-to-day hand vac exactly? Is it just a shop vac?
Oh, no. I mean, I think I have like a dirt devil, and
okay,
then I have one of those.
Okay, I'm just making sure. The way you talk about it, I was picturing something so cumbersome. You're like, I can't fucking use this.
I have two. One for animal hair and one for...
Human hair? Human remains.
Human remains, yes.
One for animal hair, one for human remains,
one for food.
But let's be real.
Basically, I have them for cat litter because my cats are monsters.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why you need one of those little mats that you put in front of the litter box.
I have that. But for some reason, these mother... And the worst part is the litter box entrances are all faced towards the wall, and yet they somehow can get the litter from across the room.
Hmm. Yep. I hear that.
I don't care about any of this as a non-cat owner.
You have kids.
Kids are like cats, from what I understand.
But only the youngest one goes in a litter box.
True, but you can give your child a tiny hand vac, and they'll just think it's so fun, and they'll clean up everywhere.
Oh, no, they do. Yeah. Ramsey loves vacuums.
Okay, well, there you go. Give him a small one. He'll be like, perfect. They made one for me.
Actually, this leads into my first pick kind of perfectly, because mine is the opposite of a vacuum. It's a corded leaf blower.
Oh.
Specifically the Toro PowerJet F700 140 mph. This bad boy comes in at a cheap $57, which is half what other leaf blowers cost. Gas leaf blowers are illegal in LA. So I got a plug-in one, and it's surprisingly powerful, and kids really, my son really digs it.
Are you doing a lot of, we're both confused. What? Do you a lot of yard work or something?
Yeah.
What's it for? Is that how you clean up your kids' toys with a leaf blower?
Yeah. Just get, and you can clear the dishes at the end of a meal. Just
perfect.
Works for everything.
Your home is, that's why you need a tiny vac.
Now, if you have a driveway or like any paved area, it's great to just clear that shit off. It's good for if you have leaves that fall anywhere like on your property, it's good to just like get them off, and it
looks a lot better.
Yeah, it looks a lot better, and it starts looking a little pristine.
May I ask why cordless ones are illegal in LA?
Gas powered
ones. Oh, gas powered.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's bad for the environment.
Probably bad for the environment. Also, like up in people's faces with exhaust fumes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it. That's the one.
Hell yeah. By the way, guys, we're putting all these items in the footnotes. So
footnotes?
You can buy your son that leaf blower he's always wanted for Christmas.
I mean, so my son is so into the leaf blower action that he walks around pretending that other things are leaf blowers. That's what he does. Like,
hell yeah.
For playtime, which is, you know.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Get him started on a new career idea.
Miles, how about you? What's your first pick that involves sucking and blowing?
Mine is called the Suck Blow.
All right.
And what it is, it's actually called Kabetsukun. And it's a Japanese device that I like to cut cabbage with to make it razor thin. I love eating cabbage. See, these are things you're going to... This is why you tune into these episodes. Mm. I eat a lot. I like cabbage. And I like to cut it very thin, kind of like if you go to a Japanese tonkatsu restaurant, like cabbage is like a very traditional side for tonkatsu, for fried pork cutlet, for those who are uninitiated. And it's a very, it's like how I get a lot of my vegetables. I just love cabbage. And this cuts it so thin, you put it on top and you sort of swirl it around like a shaved ice machine.
Mm.
But the cabbage comes out like an angel's hair, an angel's armpit hair. It's so feathery and light.
Right. But it smells like cabbage.
But it smells, I don't know. Does it
smell
bad? I
guess raw cabbage doesn't really smell. It's more the cooked cabbage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends. Oh, I think you can soak it a little bit to get a little bit of that smell out. But for me, I love it, baby.
Mm.
And this is a very, like, look, I know it's a device that is mostly sold in Japan. You can sometimes find them on Amazon. But they also have different. So if you want this style, right, you can find like Japanese style vegetable peelers or a mandolin, really. If for anybody who just has just general cooking items in their kitchen, the mandolin is how you get those very razor thin cuts of like vegetables and things like that.
The mandolin is
not an instrument from medieval times.
Okay.
or I don't know if it's, it goes that far back, but it's like that huge, it looks like a washboard that has a blade on it. So you just go, like you just run it down and it just, a lot of people injure themselves on there because you get too casual with it. The shit will cut you. That's also good. You can also get a cabbage slicer. I also have one of those. Anna keeps showing me things on Amazon. but yeah, I think that's just one of the things, because I really like, if you see my Instagram from time to time, I'm cooking every now and then. But that's just
cooking.
That's a simple dish, man. You just want to get your vegetables in. You know what I mean? Get you some thin cabbage. Very on brand for me.
Anna, what's your next item?
You know, thanks for asking, Jack. I'm going to pretend I'm on. What's that? QVS?
QVC.
QVC.
Yeah.
You know, this is something I bought a while back and then ended up buying for my father. I started recommending it to everyone. It's those acupressure mat and pillow set. It basically is a mat that's like covered in spikes and a pillow that's covered in spikes. It's wild. It really hurts if you accidentally step on it. But if you like lay down, either shirtless, whatever, if you're a woman, sports bra, whatever, shirtless, live your life. It helps just release a lot of pressure and like you start to immediately relax if you lay on it for 10 minutes.
It's like a pin cushion?
Yeah, it's the most comfortable thing. I have one. I just lay on it when I'm like stressed out or like I have a lot of tension in my back.
What is that? What are the things? What are all those circles?
They're like little spikes to like, you know, it just hits pressure points.
Oh,
to
that's
help.
Like the old, the nail bed I sleep on.
Sure. Yeah. But it's, you know, like acupressure. So it like hits certain points in your body to kind of like release, like eases tension. It just gives you, it works so well that like within 10 minutes of laying on it, you don't feel the spikes and you're, I mean, you feel them, but like it doesn't hurt and you're like very relaxed. Like you could sleep on it.
It hurts to step on.
Well, yeah, if you're casually just walking through the house and you have it left out, I don't recommend just stepping on it because it hurts like a motherfucker.
Okay.
But if you lay on it with your back, yes, there's a few minutes of hurt. If you can't handle the hurt, wear a t-shirt.
Can't wear the handle the hurt, put on a shirt.
But then if you lay on it, it's, it's really nice. And it's like you don't have to pay for acupuncture. You can just lay on it.
Just roll out your mat.
Yeah, and the pillow is good that you can actually, you can put it on, you put your feet on it if you're having some tension in your, you know, like when you get that like a muscle spasm in your foot, it really helps. Just release. Oh, it's just nice, you know, guys, let me tell you guys. I lay on it, I feel good.
Oh, wow. I guess we know your secret.
Yeah, and I got one from my dad and he loves it. It's really nice.
Nice. I mean, you and your dad seem like very different people. So if you guys...
Well, we both have back pain.
Yeah. All right. For my second pick, I'm going with the DeWalt 12-amp corded electric leaf blower.
What? How many leaf blowers do you have?
All my picks are corded leaf blowers.
What? I'd believe it, though.
I know. My shit's so old. So my second pick is Bruder Toy Trucks.
What's a Bruder?
For the kiddies.
Zapruder toy trucks?
Zapruder brand.
What's a Bruder toy truck?
It's just like toy trucks, like, you know, Tonka trucks and shit like that. But Bruder actually, like, you can get replacement parts. Like, you can order away for replacement parts.
For a toy?
That's yeah, like,
do
for
they
a toy.
Ride around on it?
No. It's like just like it's got moving parts. And
oh, shit.
Like, so my son has an excavator, which is one of those big scooper things.
Oh, yeah.
Like these?
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Are cool. You can order
the
parts?
Crane truck. Yeah,
that's tight.
The crane truck. I've ordered a replacement part and fixed it, and it's very. They're very simple. Like, they're simple machines, but you feel like you're fixing something when you order the replacement part.
It's funny to imagine you being like, "Yeah, I got to go work on the car in the yard or in the garage," and you're just working.
All
on
right,
a tiny
let me get underneath this thing real quick.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta change the oil.
Wear an old white t-shirt, roll up the sleeves.
With a pack of Marlboro Reds in there.
Yeah.
Do you...
Hey, kid, pass the wrench. It's one of those toy wrenches.
He's like, God damn it. Like, what happened?
But, I mean, so kids are, like, at least my son is really into construction sites. Like, we'll go to construction sites and just, like, watch trucks work. Mm-hmm. Because it's just it is actually like once you kind of view it through a kid's eyes, like it's really dope, like just watching the machines work. And also it gives you a little appreciation of like all the work that I take for granted usually that goes into like buildings that are all around us. So, yeah.
I think my brother lucked out because my dad's a civil engineer, so we got to go to work sites all the time and like hang out on the actual trucks and stuff. And I was always fucking around with my Tamagotchi. I didn't really care as much, but like I would, you know, my brother got to like ride around in them, and then we got to be like the first people to walk on bridges as they were built because my dad is careless. But he'd be like, "Come on, let's just go walk on it."
Yeah. He's like using you guys as testers. Yeah.
He's like, "But we haven't tested it yet. What do you think they're doing?" Oh my god!
But it was cool. Like, it's a cool thing to grow up with as like a for a boy to be like, my dad will just take me to work and I can like hang out on trucks.
All right. Anyways, Bruder toy trucks and taking your kids to construction sites for free. Mm-hmm. Both things that I like.
Priceless.
They're on my list of favorite things. Miles, what's your second pick?
Well, since you were talking about leaf blowers, I'm talking about how I be blowing on these leaves. Quite literally.
Shit.
Wait,
do you just blow on the weed when you smoke it?
Get super high.
Hell
like
yeah.
That.
Weird.
Nah, inhaling's for narcs.
I was
dude.
Doing it wrong.
So I smoked a lot of blunts
in
my day. How do I put this in my way? I love to smoke blunts.
Uh-huh.
But smoking tobacco with the wacko tobacco, not really good for your lungs.
Wacko tobacco.
So I've been slowly, I've been getting off the Dutches and Backwoods and Swishers, and I've been doing more hemp wraps, which is a very healthy alternative because it's not tobacco, and they have CBD in them. I don't really know if that really matters because you're puffing on, you know, high levels of THC. But there's one brand called High Hemp ones that I really like because they roll
high
the
hemp,
same.
High Hemp.
Yeah, then it's off to work we bemp. Yeah. Where it has the same look and feel of the blunt without the guilt and the health risks of smoking so much tobacco. It's been, you know,
I don't know.
So it's
like organic blunt reps?
Yeah, they're organic. They're made out of hemp leaf. Mm. So it's like pretty much the best thing you can do if you don't like smoking joints or whatever. Because I'm not against joints, but I prefer blunts usually. And this helps me maintain my feeling of being in like, you know, a mid-90s golden era New York rap video.
Right.
And still keep my health.
So is it the tobacco that is bad for you? Like the
That's what they say, man. They're really? People are trying to malign the tobacco, man.
Right. But I had always heard from my friends who work in the tobacco industry that it's
what?
The smoke that is bad for you and not the fact that it's tobacco.
Well,
smoke,
I mean, there's definitely for the amount of people who smoke weed and the lack of like real hard lines of it being like, you know, super carcinogenic.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something just about tobacco that's just inherently worse for your respiratory system.
Right.
I wonder if there's anybody who's addicted to nicotine, but the only way they get it is through blunt reps.
Just smoking a blunt
Just
rep?
Smoking blunt.
That's a sad way.
I have a bit
of like
a...
You inadvertently become addicted to nicotine because of smoking blunts?
You're addicted to blunts because of the nicotine.
I have friends who started smoking cigarettes because we smoked so much, like, we smoked
really?
A lot of blunts. Yeah.
I have a thing where I don't smoke cigarettes, but I put tobacco in my joints. I make spliffs all the time, and it always makes me think like...
You're so European, don't you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I also think I'm like, I'm kind of low-key addicted to cigarettes in an indirect way by like continually putting tobacco in my spliffs. And I don't really like to smoke just plain joints, which is...
Why? Too intense?
It's the addict in me, man.
Is it too intense?
No, I just think it's just so packed, you know? It's like...
What?
Loosen it up.
What do you mean?
I just like how I like how tobacco in joints smokes better. I think it just smokes better. That's a personal preference. Like, it's just how I've always been. I'm so European.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
I guess you're just so re-European.
I'm just so re-European.
The first time I was like, someone gave me like a rolly that had like hash in it and stuff, mm-hmm. or like mixed, you know, 50-50 blended joint. I was like, why? I'm like, do you not have enough weed? And they're like, no, it's just like less intense. And I'm like, I'm here for the intensity.
I don't know if it's less intense. It's a slightly different high.
Well,
I
yeah. The nicotine will definitely get your head light.
A buzzing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As I know from packing lippers.
I don't like, and when I have been to Europe where people like roll a cigarette and sprinkle some weed in it, it's like, what are you even doing here?
Yeah, right. That ain't doing nothing.
That's stupid.
We just like to have.
Sorry to all our European
Being
fans.
An edgelord.
Have 4 or 5 cigarettes.
Yeah, 4 or 5 cigarettes. Two, three bottles of wine.
Who's this European Jack O'Brien?
Get some sausages.
Sausages.
It's that Nick Kroll character from Kroll Show.
All right. Before we get to Anna's next favorite thing, Miles, I want to talk to you about ExpressVPN. Hey, Miles, it's me, Jack, from work.
What?
Yeah,
Jack?
Me, over here. Hey.
Hi.
So, I don't know if I told you this, but recently over 100 million people had their personal information stolen in a major data breach.
Yeah, we talked about this. You're talking about Capital One?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I was affected.
There is a good chance you were.
Well, yeah, 100 million people. Hopefully I make the cut. And I did. And I think that's one of the reasons why you have to be really careful about your data and having all of your sensitive information protected. And it's not that hackers just go after companies like Capital One or these other places. They will also come after you, the little guy. They might hop on your Wi-Fi. They might be trying to get you through a hotel lobby Wi-Fi network.
Yeah.
That is why I use VPNs. And that's actually why I use ExpressVPN.
They'll come for you anywhere, bro. They don't care.
Well, you can make like $1,000 from selling someone's information, you know, on the dark web.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why, obviously, big celebrities like you and I,
right,
with these net worths that are like, whoa.
The people are actually Googling on networth.com.
Yes. When you search my net worth on Google, it says, who? But you can get, look, that's why you also have to protect yourself, because they go after everybody.
Yes. And you guys, you can use my special link, my special little link, expressvpn.com/TDZ right now to arm yourself with an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show and keep your information safe. That's expressvpn.com/TDZ for an extra three months
free.
And now it's time to bring Anna back in to tell us what her next most favoritest thing is this holiday season.
Now, guys, this is going to blow everyone away, but it's a Lodge silicone hot handle holder for your, that's right, you guessed it, cast iron.
Oh.
What?
No.
It's one of those silicone holders for your...
Look, is it for your butt or isn't it?
It's for your cast iron, because your cast iron gets hot.
Oh, to put on the handle? Yeah.
You just put on the handle.
Wow.
So you don't have to continuously be grabbing a mitt to pick it up, because it's impossible to clean or use. It's honestly, why are we even using cast irons? They're so hard to fucking deal with. Right. It's
but
like,
surely
don't
that
wash
won't
this.
Fit on the handle of my cast iron stove pet pan.
What do you mean?
Does it not? Does it fit on the end of all?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just teeing you up for that.
Yeah, saying it's adaptable. You cannot be on QVC with this. Come on, man. It's like improv, baby. You got a yes and.
Yes, and it's great.
Yes, and you're wrong.
Surely.
It's wonderful. It.
Are you cooking with a lot of cast iron?
We have multiple cast irons in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to use them because I hate cleaning them. They're so hard to clean. So my partner, Zachary, he cleans them all the time. And yeah, so I mostly make him cook in it while I watch over his shoulder.
The plural of cast iron is casts iron, not cast irons.
Wait, really?
No.
Damn it.
I was about to punch you.
What else is there?
I got my next is a children's book author, Mo Willems. The plural
Mo
of Mo
Willems?
Willem. Mo Willems. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know Mo.
You know Mo?
Yeah.
You're a fan?
No Mo than most people.
Yeah. Hey. So he's got this series of books called Elephant and Piggy Books. It's about an elephant and a pig who are friends, who just have conversations with one another, and I don't know, they're like meta, they're really smart. Like one of them's called We Are in a Book, where the two characters freak out about the fact that they're in a book and can make the
and plead with the child to set
the reader say whatever they want. They do have like an existential crisis when they realize the book is coming to an end, but then they realize that they can just ask you to read it over again.
They're like, please, if you're reading this, save us or we'll die, you sick fuck. You're just gonna let us fucking die in this book.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I told you, I know Mo. Gave him the idea. We were smoking weed together,
but he's pretty you know, he's got all sorts of skills, because those aren't the only, like, those books, he's got those books, he's got these Don't Let the Pigeon books.
Pigeon Presents.
Yeah, yeah, Pigeon Presents.
Who's the Mystery Reader?
That's right.
I love that one.
But I Am Invited to a Party. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or Time to Pee. Who could forget that one?
Well, and who can forget such greats as Time to Pee.
And Let's Go for a Drive. These are great. I read these.
And Waiting is Not Easy.
Or even in bilingüe, ¿Estás lista para jugar afuera?
Mm-hmm.
That's tight.
Great one.
Yes. So yeah, that's one.
Is there a reason why, I'm sure you've seen many children's books. Is it because it's even for you? You're kind of like, huh, this guy's clever.
Shout out to everyone. Like Dr. Seuss and... you know, really changed the game, like, in the 60s.
Oh,
because, like,
some
of the books from, like, back in the day that were, like, classics and when my parents were kids are, like, just complete hot garbage. There's, like, one called, like, Pet the Cat, and it's just a cat, and it's like, Pet the Cat, help Susie, like, change the drapes. It's like C-Spot Run type shit, basically.
Huh.
And with Dr. Seuss, they like started bringing artistry to it. And now there's just all sorts of really great children's books authors.
You got another book called Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed, The Rock Experience.
Hell yeah. I like the one about
the bird. It's a vinyl album?
The Bird on Your Head.
Oh, I love Bird on Your Head. Or the Pigeon Needs a Bath book.
Yeah.
Man, I remember bath books.
And your kids like these.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, hell yeah, Dad, read them.
And your
up.
Kids think
classics.
This is good.
There's also Nuffle Bunny. Which is good.
What's that?
That's one where this kid basically has a stuffed animal that he brings into school, but then forgets it there.
Oh God, you hate to see it.
You do.
Hate to see it.
You really
hate
to
see
it. The pigeon stuff is really hot right now. There's just like these people who have like an innate sense of like what's going to appeal to children. That, you know, with Disney, I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like that stuff is fun and mysterious and entertaining, but like this book, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, where the pigeon's like, hey, can I drive the bus?
Right.
And the kid's like, no, and the pigeon just tries to convince the kid to let him drive the bus.
Is the kid driving the bus?
No, okay. The kid is just put in charge of driving the bus by the bus driver.
And the bus driver is an adult.
Is an adult.
And
he's like, hey, will you watch this bus for me for a second? Well,
got
I have to
it.
Go do something. And the what? Pigeon like pops in and is like, hey, can I drive the bus?
It's interesting that in popular culture, we've decided that pigeons are dirtbags.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Like, we don't trust a pigeon. Like, we're like, ah, pigeons, those are rats with
wings. Let me tell you.
Yeah. It's
this,
like,
is,
wow.
This is the best thing that's happened to pigeons since Mike Tyson.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Now, Kith.
Yeah. He's a really lovable kid. But, like, kids, like, just see this character, and they're like, the pigeon! They, like, freak out. That and the minions are, like, the minions really are just, like, hacked into some part of a children's brain that, like, is...
I think because their shapes are easy to understand. It's like...
Right.
I bet you can draw a minion real easy as a kid.
But, yeah. I think I talked on the show about how we were, like, scrolling past that Despicable Me movie, and my son, who had never seen a minion before, is like, I want the yellow guys. Like, show me the yellow guys. Like, and just... has ever
bring
since
that
then
to me now.
Been obsessed with the minions, but he calls them the yellow guys.
I have two things about minions. One, I believe Ian Abramson a while back tweeted that they're just a metaphor for the pharmaceutical pill industry. And then two, I know someone who knows the guy who create, like the animator who designed the minions, and they told me that he's very minion-esque. Like he acts like a minion,
kind of.
Like it's somewhat based off his own weird.
My 1 year old
over
acts
the
like
top
a minion,
behavior.
Actually.
Does
funny.
He?
Yeah. And so this adult must act like a 1 year old.
Yeah, like he's got, he's very minion-like.
He's always
minion-like.
Shitting his pants.
Yeah. He doesn't speak English.
He's always like running into himself.
Yeah. He always runs into walls. Yeah. He's got these great ideas though.
Miles, what's your next pick?
It's a video game.
Oh, shit.
And I've been playing a lot of games this year, from FIFA to Division 2. Shout out to all y'all who was playing with me on there. I was playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which was such a massive letdown, but I'm loyal to the franchise, so I slogged through it. But this game was such a good, refreshing game to play after that, and it is a Star Wars game, because I also love Star Wars, and it's Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Now you say, what the fuck is that and why should I care? Well, what is it? It's a video game where you're a Jedi. Why should you care? I don't know. If you don't like Star Wars or video games, you might want to just skip this part. However, the thing that's really great about it, it's like this game where you're a Jedi, and right now the Jedis are gone, and we're trying to rebuild the Jedi Council, and this dude who's like working in a scrapyard is low-key a Jedi, but he's not. He's trying to keep it on the low because the Empire is trying to get rid of everybody who's like force sensitive. And then he starts coming back into, he starts remembering all his powers and shit, and you're just fucking it up with a lightsaber, basically. However, like there were past games like with the character Starkiller that EA had where you could just like button mash and you would just like wipe out everybody. Like nothing could mess with you because you're very powerful. This game forces you to be a little more patient as you play.
Forces you.
Thank you so much. You caught up. You caught that one. Like normally in a game like this, if you've played like Arkham Asylum or like the Mordor Middle Earth game that they had, that Lord of the Rings slasher game, like you could just hit block or something while people were attacking you and it would instantly block and you could just get right through it. This, you really have to actually think like you're fighting someone with a sword and time things. And it kind of re-inspired that feeling of a challenge of a video game. Like, I remember when you play, like, Mario or something,
right,
you could always, like, you'd always get to a point in the game where it's like, I just can't get past this fucking thing. And you realize through repeated trial and error how you, like, actually navigate it.
Right.
Whereas now, like, games are a little bit easier, or unless you're playing them in a super hard setting, where this one, like, I respect the mechanics of it. And it got me, I wasn't, like, rage quitting. I was getting upset that the game was hard. But it still, it was like, you know, caused a bit of a flow state where I was sort of like, no, like it's just enough of a challenge where I know I can get through it. And I do. And it feels great. Combine that with the high hemp blunt wrap. I mean, and the cabbage salad. Mean, you got honestly, yourself a Saturday going.
It's why I've been stuck on Paper Mario on Nintendo for 19 years.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What are you better at video games while high?
I don't know if there's really any way to test that. I mean, the only time I really play against other human beings, I am high.
Right.
So I really wouldn't know.
So the only way to test that would be to play video games not high, and not you're just high. Not interested in doing that?
Yeah. Well, no, I am. I just, it all, they just kind of go together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I completely melt time away. But I mean, ask people who play me against FIFA. You know what I mean? You might get me once and then something happens inside me and then I beat you five straight times and then you don't want to play anymore.
The force.
Thank you. The force was awakened within me.
Anna. Mm-hmm. What is your next?
Thank you so much for asking, Jack. My next item is the Good Grips 3-in-1 Avocado Slicer.
Oh, I thought this was another handle thing. No. Okay. So we already have something for slicing cabbage, but now we're going to be cutting up some avocado.
Yes, this is a 3-in-1.
Some avocado.
Free shavacadoo.
What is shavacadoo?
It's that vine where the woman's reading a Del Taco sign. It says fresh avocado.
Right,
but
right,
like the
right.
spacing's all weird. It's like free shavacadoo.
Hell yeah. So with this 3-in-1, you can split it. There's like a knife feature. You can slice.
Quit it?
You can quit it. And then you can, there's a little hole where you can put it like with grips where you can pull the pit out, and then it has like the little like a jail looking sort of situation where you can scoop it out while making like the easy slices.
Jail looking? Oh, you mean because it's like the vertical slicing?
Bars? Yeah. There's bars.
Okay, you got your head in the criminal justice game.
Yeah.
Even when you're fucking with avocados?
It's 3-in-1. It's really, I have one at home. I use it all the time.
It looks
for my avos.
It looks like a thing you'd show a baby boomer.
Yeah.
And you go, what is this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course you kids are.
Yeah,
an avocado cutter.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Wait, does the top blade, that's a blade?
Yeah. I mean, it's not super, super sharp, but it can do the job of cutting through an avocado.
But you kind of need the best way, I feel like, is when you have a really sharp knife to cut an avocado in half, because it just goes straight through that rind, that skin.
Oh, that's what you do? You cut through the.
No, I know you eat the peel off with your teeth first.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that, well, most people. Look, to each their own. Avocado.
Right. You're not supposed to eat the skin of the
avocado? I don't, personally, no.
I don't eat the skin.
Huh.
Are you supposed to?
What about the pit?
I don't eat the pit.
Oh,
but
gotta
I
eat
do.
The pit.
Huh. You must leave the pit in if
to
you
keep the
do,
color nice.
Yeah, to keep it fresh. So if you're only eating half your avo, don't get rid of that pit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even guacamole, if you throw the pit in and then cover it, it helps it.
It's key.
That could be a total urban legend, but I always do that.
Same.
Cool.
Urban legend.
The rest of mine are pretty blowing up balloons and not tying the ends, just letting them go all over the room. That's fun.
that's one of your favorite things. That's just a thing you like to do.
That's the thing I like to do with my kids.
I have a feeling that was number one, and you got all self-conscious because you were saying actual things. You're like, this is a leaf blower.
Now, what? Is there a type of balloon you like to do that with?
No, just any balloons.
Okay.
It's just a blast, a free way to pass an hour with your kids.
Are you finding yourself enjoying it because your kids enjoy it, or you are recapturing your childhood and go, man, this is kind of tight, actually.
No,
I blow up the balloon, I let it go, and you don't know where it's going.
Yeah, just like you start empathizing with your kids, so you're like having fun because they're having fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just don't know where it's going to be, so you're trying to catch it before it hits the ground. That's a little game we play.
Oh, hell yeah.
Catch it before it hits the ground?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, I will get dangerously into that. Like, yeah. I will break my head open so that balloon does not touch that ground.
But it's truly unpredictable, the path the balloon will take. And it's like a little game of Russian roulette, which I've also played with my kids. And they don't like it as much.
Mm. Scary for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like deer hunter style, you mean?
Also, kids are into like physical media. Like, my kid has a CD player that he's like really into, like loves playing CDs.
Is it your old CDs player? Or
I think it's a baby, like my mother-in-law's old CD.
Oh, but it's like one of those things where like a kid, I remember I used to like this one old, my dad had this weird thing where internationally you could put, this is the weirdest thing. It was like a tone dialer. So you would put it to the microphone part of a receiver and you could pound, like, so you didn't have to touch the keyboard or something. You could press the numbers because the sound of each phone number is good enough to like program whatever phone number you're trying to call. Look, I'm not a telecommunications expert, but this was just a stupid toy I would put on. I would dial the phone with that on it.
Oh, wow.
When I would call my friend. So rather than dialing on the keypad, this little dialer you put to the mic part and go, you know, 8185086268,
right.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that was just a stupid adult toy that I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
So cool.
Is he listening to CDs on there?
Yeah, he's listening to CDs.
What CDs you got?
Some Korean music. Mm-hmm. He's listening to some Beat Buds.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listening to The Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening to
Onyx.
Yeah.
Did you get him a Lou Bega CD yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, that was my favorite as a kid.
Oh, you know he would love his Immortal Technique.
Oh, no.
Dance with the Devil.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with this guy, but I mean, if he's as good as you say, if it's what you say it is,
if it's what you
say,
especially in
November. Maybe some Celine Dion. I'm just going over all the CDs I had as a child. Yeah.
Maybe the Baz Luhrmann Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. Maybe the Soul Food soundtrack.
He's got a pretty good playlist, though, that we've compiled.
I had a great Radio Disney mix that was all Mickey and Minnie singing, covering songs.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Shout out to They Might Be Giants, who are still making music for Disney.
Really?
Yeah, they make children's music now.
I mean, that's the wave. You think of how many people just pivot to that, and they're like, it's actually the biggest check I've ever got.
And it's also, like, when you listen back to their old music, they were always making children's music.
Yeah, was it Triangle Man or something?
Yeah, Triangle Man. And then like Little Birdhouse in Your Soul is like a song about a little blue plug-in light-up bird. Pretty silly. Miles.
Yes.
What's your next?
My next. Oh, where am I on this list? Oh, this is for all the sneakerheads out there.
Oh, shit.
This is just, it's a thing I've been using very frequently this year. Because I like my shoes to stay as clean as possible. I already talk about how I used the Jason Mark cleaner for my sneakers and have everybody in this office using it now. And many listeners, shout out to y'all. I'm still waiting for some kind of free something, Jason Mark.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another product that he makes called Repel. Okay, and what you do with this, it's a stain repellent and like water repellent. When you get your shoes new, I know you want to wear them right away, or some of you don't, but I hit them with the Repel. You coat them once, let it cure for 24 hours. Coat them again, let it cure for another 24 hours. If you want to do a third time, you get that cure, right? Your shoes are basically scotch guarded.
Stomp around in shit. Doesn't matter.
Stomp around in shit, medical waste, motor oil. It doesn't matter.
Medical waste.
But
doesn't
like,
matter.
No, but it's like a really good product. You know, I stand by it because it gives you just a little bit more protection for your sneakers, because especially in this day and age, we want our kicks to look crispy. Okay, that's not my fault.
Can I borrow that for this evening?
Can you borrow it for this evening?
What do you mean? I have a pair
of shoes
coming.
Miles has been like lending this shit out. Like
it's pretty much out at this point.
Like it's a car.
I used it twice.
Like, the first person to ever buy it.
Someone else used it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like $20, right? How much is it?
Yeah, what does it matter? You know, what do you put in on that though?
Right.
It's $17.
It's $17, great. So we should just buy our own. Because my instinct was to ask you to borrow it too.
Borrow it. I don't care. Shit's almost done anyway. And plus, you know.
Well, I get to borrow it first.
Okay.
Well, I'll decide. And first, I'll see. I will determine who gets to borrow my bottle of Rappel through a series of tests of strength.
Wait, should we fight club for it?
Yeah, but in my own way. Because now I'm in control.
You seem weak today, Jack.
Today. Yeah, who can build the who can fold the nicest paper airplane that goes the furthest?
Oh,
that's
me.
How we'll test it.
With Jack shaking hands. All right.
But he's got kids. You got to teach them kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I understand aerodynamics. Both my parents are engineers.
Well, hey, okay. We'll put it on the line then. Jack just sarcastically rolled his eyes and wobbled his head like,
"Oh, cool guy, I just fill up balloons and let them go."
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's pretty fun.
Because I like the unpredictability of physics.
I don't try
and control it.
You just
like
want order, you nerd.
Engineer nerd parents.
It's all about chaos theory, man. That's what that balloon is.
That's right, bro. Hey, you guys have others?
I have one more that I don't own it, but boy, do I look at it every other day. It is the pop-up hot dog toaster. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how I found this. But basically, it's a toaster to toast the hot dog and the buns together. So you don't have to like cook them in water or however you cook them on a skillet. So you just put them in the toaster, turn up the heat, you know, put it down or push it down.
I know how toasters work.
And then
it
you just
cooks your frankfurter.
You just cook
and your
a
bun.
Hot dog.
I mean, it's very much what you are picturing in your mind.
It's so truly absurd. It's been on my Amazon wish list for a very long time.
It's got that look of like a retro refrigerator, like retro appliance. I think that's probably one of the things that makes it appealing. Like it feels like, yeah, remember when you used to eat a couple hot dogs?
Yeah, it's. I don't know who was like.
But what size Franks can you put in? Because it looks like it's only made for standard size, like
ballpark
Oscar
Franks.
Meyer ballpark, Hebrew Nationals, maybe Nathan's.
Who knows? I have yet to.
What's your
but
favorite?
I mean, if you're getting a fine sausage and trying to cram it
in
down
a fucking,
hot dog
that's disrespect.
Like, could you imagine? I'm like, that's how I cook my fine sausages in a weird.
Or I imagine you
toaster.
Trying to cook other shit in there, like dishes that aren't meant to be in there. It's like, yeah, it's my spaghetti warmer.
Yeah,
it caused a fire.
I was never really raised with hot dogs, so now I like love them. I think they're just like the most simple American food, and I love to eat them. I love to put some ketchup, mayo, relish. And it also came from like my childhood obsession with hot dogs at Costco, and my parents always being like, "We don't need it. You don't need to get a hot dog right now. We're gonna go home and eat our normal Iranian."
Yeah.
Stew.
Oh, you're too good for tadig now?
Yeah.
No.
But as a kid, you're like, come on, can I just have a hot dog? So,
my mom said she said it was poison.
I mean, yeah, that's what my parents would be like, it's preservatives, you don't need it.
Basically, that's how she described every American food.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I couldn't eat it.
Now I'm so fucked up in the brain, I'm looking for toasters for hot dogs.
I love.
Be careful what you say no to your kids about.
Yeah, I love, like, that's why I eat Tuna Helper, because my mom was like, are you from a trash planet? I'm like, maybe. I like Tuna Helper. I like fucking shit. And I just, every gross food is like my thing, because my parents, or my mother especially, because she was, you know, trying to be as conscious as possible, but also being Japanese, like, was also like, we'll eat this Japanese food too.
Right.
You don't need Oscar Mayer cheese hot dogs, which I love. They're disgusting, but the cheese filled Oscar Mayer, bro, I could eat that shit.
Cheddar jalapeno, baby.
That's too fancy for me. I just like the gross cheese, straight
American
up
cheese.
Yeah, it's just like a cheese. It's just like the cheese dog. I eat that shit with one fucking slice of Wonder Bread. Mm. That's my bun.
Don't
goodbye,
gotta tell
sir. Call me Bun B.
Don't gotta tell me, honey.
Miles, you have any others?
After that, fuck.
I know. How are you going to top
what
that?
The fuck I'm going to do?
Mean, we clearly have a winner.
Hot dog toaster.
Yeah.
They said that there's no right or wrong favorite thing, but Anna clearly hit the correct favorite thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hot dog toaster cooker.
I'm surprised it wasn't on Oprah's favorite things list.
Seriously.
You think
what's her deal?
Or
on the
Goop
list. I bet Oprah and, well, first of all, Gwyneth Paltrow is probably convinced that if you ate a hot dog, you would die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like immediately.
Yeah. Yes.
From like some kind of sodium whatever, blah,
if
blah,
you
blah.
Fed a hot dog to your child, she would probably call Child Protective
Service. Oh, yeah. CPS is on speed dial.
Yeah, but feel free to put a stone in your vagina.
Hey, yeah. That's called health and wellness, my man. Yeah. But I think with Oprah, I bet she just like would eat a hot dog like very ironically.
Right. Yeah, like at a baseball game where she's like, look at me engaging with the poor.
With the hoi polloi.
Yeah.
She would think it was a lot of fun.
With
though.
The proletariats out here. Look at me. I'm just like you. And we're all like, okay, Oprah, what are you doing? But yeah, so.
That's it.
Is anyone else got anyone else?
No, I'm just thinking about that cheese dog, actually. I think I might literally go buy some and completely debase myself.
Your mom's ears are
not
burning.
Debased, to enrich myself, to go to my highest level of existence, the highest plane of consciousness.
Mm. All right, guys. Mm-hmm. Well, happy Black Friday. We won't be doing a trends this afternoon because...
I'm eating cheese dogs.
Miles is going to be eating cheese dogs, and you just don't deserve it.
And let's be real. It's not actually Black Friday we're recording this.
Yeah.
Whoopsie!
It's ahead of Black Friday.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Thanksgiving, actually.
We all came in
on Thanksgiving. But, yeah, hope everybody's having a lovely long weekend. Go out and buy all these things for yourself, your loved ones, us.
And all the links are in the footnotes. So you have no excuse.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more podcasts, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Zeitgang, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.